Exclusive, Mike Pence, Nobody's Buying Biden. By Hannah Blow on July 8, 2023. Former Vice President Mike Pence said, "Nobody's buying Biden," during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, discussing the importance of informing young American voters on the current state of the country. Pence, who has been blitzing Iowa, said it is clear that people are ready for change. "We hit more than a dozen events in 10 counties over the next 4 days. And I gotta tell you, the enthusiasm out there for change, for turning this country around, is greater than anything I've ever seen before," he said, touting the accomplishments of the Trump-Pence administration. "Nobody's buying Biden," he said when asked about the state of the economy under the 80-year-old's leadership, noting that despite the low unemployment figures, inflation is up more than 16% since the day they left office. How many people literally stepped out of the workforce? And because of the welfare state policies of the Democrats in Washington, D.C., people that have literally resisted, you know, some common sense work requirements for able-bodied men without dependents and things all along the way. These are all the things that are keeping people out of the workforce, Pence explained, previewing what the repercussions would be of not electing a Republican in 2024. Remember, the Trump-Pence tax cuts go away at the end of 2025. If you don't have a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, Democrats would love nothing more than to pile more taxes to undo the tax cuts, he explained, pointing to other successes that have occurred in America due to Republican leadership, including the Supreme Court quashing both Biden's student loan debt transfer and affirmative action in colleges and universities. Most, Pence said, know they would not benefit from Biden's unconstitutional student loan giveaway. I mean, this was gonna say to the guy working in the building trades, the guy driving a truck, we're gonna take your taxes, and we're gonna pay off a portion of graduate students. For student loan doctors and master's degrees and MBAs, Pence said. It just was profoundly unconstitutional. But there was absolutely nothing about helping working people in America in that giveaway. Pence also said it is essential to be honest with young voters about the state of the country. We're going to be honest with the American people, particularly younger Americans, and say that the debt we have today, which is the size of our nation's economy, is scheduled in the next 20 years to grow by a factor of 5 times, he said, explaining, we're literally going to add another $150 trillion in debt in 25 years if we don't bring some common sense, compassionate reforms to these entitlement programs for younger Americans. Pence emphasized the importance of getting these messages across to young voters, telling voters his administration could take these New Deal programs from 100 years ago and give you a better deal in exchange for modestly changing aspects of the program and the payout from the government. You allow younger Americans to invest a portion of their payroll taxes in a personal savings account, Pence added, laying out examples of how to preserve Social Security and Medicare. Listen. Breitbart Middle.fm VP Mike Pence, July 8, 2023. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.